In this bulletin, Victoria's COVID-19 cases fall to levels seen before the second wave of infections. Leaked documents reveal trillions in illicit funds moved by global banks. And in the AFL, fans volunteer to take part in a crowd trial ahead of the grand final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Victorian government is indicating restrictions won't be lifted early ahead of some measures being eased in Melbourne from next Monday. Victoria has recorded its lowest growth in COVID-19 cases since before the second wave, registering 11 new infections and 2 deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's a great day for Victorians but warns it's still too early to reopen.
If you open up today, you won't see the impacts of that for 2 to 3 weeks' time. There is a lag with this. That's one of the wicked elements of this enemy. What you do today will not be apparent what the impact of that is for some weeks to come. And that is frustrating, I know. Everyone wants to be open yesterday. But if we do it too fast, then we simply run an unacceptable risk of losing control.
Mr. Andrews says details of the virus modelling will be revealed later this week. Queensland is reporting a return traveller in hotel quarantine as the only new COVID-19 case in the state. There are currently 17 active cases in Queensland, bringing hope that the state's outbreak is under control. Amid a decline in testing rates, Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young is urging more people to come forward for testing.
We've not seen a lot of testing over the weekend, which is understandable given that hopefully we're coming to the end of this current cluster. But I do emphasise it is really, really important if you've got any symptoms to come forward and get it tested and isolate yourself until you get that result. It's that work that will keep all Queenslanders safe.
In New South Wales, 4 new cases have been detected overnight after a drop in testing levels over the weekend. Secret documents leaked from the United States show some of the world's biggest banks have allowed trillions of dollars in illicit funds to be moved by criminals. The FinCEN files, a trove of more than 2,500 suspicious activity reports leaked from banks, have been published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and BuzzFeed. They reveal 5 global banks, JP Morgan, HSBC, Standard Chartered Bank, Deutsche Bank and the Bank of New York Mellon, defied money laundering laws despite being fined by authorities. The report alleges JP Morgan, the largest US-based bank, moved money for people and companies linked to the theft of public funds in Malaysia, Venezuela and Ukraine. Britain's HSBC, the largest European bank, has been accused of transferring funds for Russian money launderers and an investment scam known as the Ponzi scheme. An American judge has temporarily halted a United States government order to ban WeChat, a Chinese messaging app. Under the executive order, Google and Apple would have been forced to remove the app from their stores by today over national security concerns. A group of WeChat users took the matter to court, successfully obtaining an injunction against the order. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler says the case raises serious questions about whether the ban will harm US First Amendment rights, which protect freedom of speech. 3 out of 4 Australians living with dementia say people don't keep in touch like they used to. 2 in 3 report being excluded or avoided by people they know. The findings are part of a survey by Dementia Australia, which reveals the extent of the discrimination faced by people with dementia. The organisation's chief executive, Marie McCabe, says the discrimination stems from a lack of understanding and knowledge about the condition. In the AFL, 200 fans are volunteering to attend the Collingwood versus Port Adelaide game tonight as part of a crowd trial. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says stadiums will increase the density for a small group at the Gabba. Dr. Young says lifting spectator capacity to 75% for the AFL Grand Final next month without a trial is inappropriate. But the opposition is accusing the state government of prioritising the interests of athletes over Queenslanders' health and well-being. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy and 19 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or 2, windy, 19. Melbourne, a shower or storm, 20. Hobart, a shower or 2, 21. Canberra, showers with a possible storm 25. Wollongong, a late shower or storm 26. Sydney, much the same in 30. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 30. Brisbane, mostly sunny 29. Cairns, partly cloudy 31. And Darwin, also cloudy 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.